Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 15th. Today is tax day. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices, we had May corn down 2 cents at 4.33 and a half, May wheat down 7 cents, 5.49, and May beans down a nickel at 11.69. We did have a new sale this morning, 165,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 135,000 old crop, and 30,000 new crop. We had pretty good planting weather over the weekend. Illinois, Iowa all got in some pretty good time for planting. It looks like we'll have another great day here today. Temperatures 70 degrees and sunny. But the rains that are in Nebraska now, delaying the planting there a little bit, it's going to be moving up into Iowa and then Illinois by tomorrow. So that's going to put a little bit of a halt on the planting progress. But we should be pretty strong tonight on the ratings, I think. After we get through this round of rains, the Midwest looks cooler and drier, so I don't see any real problems out there in terms of getting the crop in. The NOPA number, they're expecting 197.8. That's against the record, I think it was back in December, of 195.3. So we should have a new historic high crush number here. I have no idea how the USDA is not increasing crush out here, but they're doing what they're doing. The Iranian attack on Israel doesn't seem to be having too much impact on the markets. Silver's up 40 cents, but the gold's down $4. Bitcoin is down $600 a coin. The dollar's down 7. So pretty muted reaction. Crude oil's down 64 cents a barrel. That's about 70 off its lows. So, again, kind of mixed out here, but really no effect with the Iranian attack on Israel so far. Generally, we just don't see anything too friendly out here. We'll get the corn crop in. It should be going in pretty good fashion. Demand is still the big problem out here. The Brazilian real is making a new low for this leg of the move, so that's not helpful for U.S. exports. So, you know, if you've got decent weather for planting, you've had some good rains, I just don't see that there's any real compelling move here higher. You know, again, I think it's going to have to be led by the technicals. You know, we've tried to come back a little bit on some of the fundamentals, but it's not quite friendly enough here. We're still dealing with the larger carryouts in corn and wheat. The corn carryout wasn't as bad as people thought it would be. So, you know, what's friendly out here? Now, again, on any given day, we could put in some kind of technical move that might get the funds to cover, but I still have the funds heavily short, you know, 250 in the corn, 84,000 in the wheat, 141 in the beans. So that's still quite a big position that they need to cover at some point, but, you know, what's their rush until we get to the end of the month? And we might see some more farmers selling with the expiration of these May basis contracts out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great day.